Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed day. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen. We thank God for another blessed day. We are dealing with the falling away of the church, part 2, tonight. And as my brother, Brother Robert Gross, get ready to join us, as we await for him to come on, let us pray. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, once again, you have blessed us to come with the word of God. But we ask today, God, that you will word our mouth for your glory. And Lord God, that we may give your word that it be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us to rightly divide the word and give the word unto the people as you will have us to give it. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, bless us with the presence of your spirit, for we need your spirit to release the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that we need. So, Lord God, we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise, and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Today, we're dealing with the falling away of the church, part 2. And I want to give a scripture here as my brother get ready to come on. Let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 10. The book of Judges, chapter 10. And we have been talking about, and one of the things about it, the question was asked, or will be asked, if Christ didn't set the body of Christ, or the body of Christians up this day, way Christianity looked, what happened if this is not the way Christ set it up? And I gave you 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, which tells us that about the falling away. The church that Christ set up went through a falling away, okay? A falling away. This is why Christianity is broken in fragments and separated as we are today. I want to say it again. Christ did not set up Christianity as you see it today. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Bless again, brother. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus and another day that we can give the word of God and once
Amen.
Again to provide something to Satan once again. So I am so very happy that we've been given
Amen.
Such an opportunity by the Lord to do so. And
Amen.
I'm going into the book of Judges here. I just started Judges chapter 10. I'm going to read this this one thing here, and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother as we are dealing with a 30-minute broadcast. So we are in Judges chapter 10, and the Bible said in verse 1, after Abimelech, there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Puah, and the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shemir in Mount Ephraim. Let's go to verse 6. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of the children of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines, that forsook the Lord and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines. and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Now, I read that a few verses here because we've been talking about the falling away. And, you know, as my brother have told you many times, you want to get a foundation established. And as we were saying to you yesterday, throughout time, God's people have always went through a point where they have forsaken God. Okay? And so we see here where Israel, okay, went to start serving the gods of these other nations, okay?
Yeah.
And in these names of these people, these are some of the same people that God had delivered Israel from. But they go back and serve, quote, their gods too, okay? But see, what we're showing you here is that throughout time, God's people have always had a knack of turning away from God. So why should we be so shocked, you know, when you're told that, hey, the reason why Christianity is looking the way we're looking today is because the people went through the church went through a falling away. And so people, when you say that, brother, they get very upset. And the first thing they say is that you're saying that Christ was too weak to keep his people. But what they fail to understand, that it was not Christ's fault that the people fell off. Okay?
Amen.
We got to keep that in mind because you have a free will. Okay? Every person, whether you are saved or unsaved, God is not going to trespass your free will. Okay? He's not going to do that. And so when you talk about the early church went through a falling away, we shouldn't be so overall shocked because as we're seeing from the scriptures, once again, God's people always had a knack of forsaking God, okay?
Yeah.
They had a knack of turning away, serving other idols, so things of that nature, okay? Amen. So when you hear us deliver this message to you, please don't think that it's something that we just made up or something that's not true, because it's true. God's people have done that. So, you know, let's not act like when we tell you this, like this is the first time this thing had happened. No, it ain't. Now, of course, in the Old Testament, they was not regenerated, but they was considered as people of God according to the Old Covenant. Under the Old Testament. But as we go on, okay, you will see that, hey, this thing has been going on, you know, for the longest. So let's not think it's strange. So I wanted to bring that one verse out. And now I'm going to turn it over into the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's good foundation, brother. I got something to add to that, okay? And
amen.
I know you guys read the Psalms, okay? But Psalms, they're not just Psalms, okay? They're prophecy, okay? Hallelujah. They're exaltation, and they are prophetic, okay? And they are
amen.
Also the history, okay? And they got a lot of history in that, okay? So This is 106 Psalms, okay? And we're going to start at the ninth verse, okay? Hallelujah. I mean, I wasn't planning on going this way, okay? But I just, it's all switched me, okay?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Let's start the ninth verse. I'm going to start the ninth verse, and I'm going to just stop reading, okay? Okay.
Amen.
He rebuked this, okay, for everybody that didn't hear, Psalms 106, starting at the ninth verse, okay? And we're going to read until I just stop, okay? All right? Okay, but
amen.
Just starting at the ninth. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up so that he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. You remember the Red Sea covered, how the Red Sea came back upon the Egyptians because they tried to go through the Red Sea like the children of the children of Israel did. But they couldn't make it.
Amen.
But they were stupid in that reason, okay? Because why would you try to go through the Lord opening the way for his people? You think you're going to go through that same way? Don't be dumb. He was a dummy. Excuse me for saying this, okay? the 12th verse says, then believed they his words, they sang his song. That's when the people of Israel believed. But at that point, when they got to the Red Sea, they didn't believe Moses anymore. Even though they had seen, the things that had happened in Egypt, okay? Even though they had seen all the 10 plagues come up on Egypt because of them, okay? And that the Lord, that those things did not come up on them. Hallelujah. They saw this. And yet they still did not believe God. Do you know unbelief is a great, that's a great sin? Thank you, Jesus. Well, it is.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They soon forget his works. They waited not on his counsel, okay? That means that they didn't take any more of God's counsel. They forgot the works of God just soon after. After, you know, they forgot, you know. 14th verse says, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul. You remember the time when God, they asked for meat because God had given them bread from heaven, right? And they said, no, we want the bread, but we want some meat with this bread.
Amen.
God told them, yes, God gave them what they needed, okay, but they wanted the meat. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, so God gave them meat, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul, hallelujah, because it cost them something, okay, to go against God's will. It always costs you something to go against God's will, okay? When God gives you something that he wants you to have, and you say, no, I don't want that, Lord, I want this, it's going to cost you something. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They envy also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. Okay, now you talking about these people was with these people was right there in the midst of all these miracles and things, and they still. Why do we think that the church went on? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And these people was right there in the midst of all these miracles, seeing all these things. These great things going through the Red Sea, that should have closed their mouth forever, but they didn't close their mouth. Why? Because they were still yet flesh and blood. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So then they began to envy Moses and Aaron, and they began to speak against them, okay? The 17th verse says, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abram, okay? And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. Okay, it was 250 men that got burned up by fire because they were still planning on trying to take over to take over Israel, okay, and to make Israel do what they wanted them to do, okay? Because they wanted to go back to, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You got the churches like that nowadays. They still want to go back. No matter what God showed them, they still want to go back.
Amen.
They like God told Lot, you remember God told Lot not to look back? He told Lot and his
Amen.
Family, he said, don't look back, because if you look back, the Lord know that you want to be back there. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's going to strike you. You're going to get struck. Hallelujah. Obedience, looking back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the ground opened up, followed these men, okay? And then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up 250 men, okay? And then God was about to actually destroy all of those people on that side. He was about to destroy every one of them.
Yeah.
But Moses stood in a gap for them. Hallelujah. And he sent Aaron, okay, to burn incense among them so that the Lord, and he made an offering for them so that the Lord wouldn't destroy them. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thus they made that little calf, okay, that little golden calf. They made that calf, and they changed their glory to the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forget God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Now, this is the 27th verse, okay? The 21st verse. This is the 21st verse, okay? Now, I came all the way from the 9th verse to the 21st verse. 22nd. Wondrous works in the hand of when the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath lest he should destroy them. So God was set on destroying them, but Moses interceded for him. Okay? That's why you need a man. That's why you need a man to stand the gap. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think you know everything, but you don't. Yay.
Amen.
They despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. They didn't believe God's word. And they didn't believe Moses. They talked against Moses and Aaron, but murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. That they was in their tents talking against God. The 26th verse says, therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations and to scatter them in the land. And they joined themselves also to Baal Peor. You know what Baal Peor is? What is Baal Peor? It's a false god. It's a demon.
Amen.
And they chose to follow
Amen.
After Baal Peor, and they ate the sacrifices of the dead. That means that they went into worshiping that demon.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Do you see? This the 29th verse says, thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague break in upon them. But then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, okay? That's as far as I'm going to go right there, okay? But I want you to know, okay, that, hallelujah, you could read all the way through the Old Testament. You could read all the way through, and you're going to find these testimonies about how the children of Israel backslid over and over and over again, and how the people of God, hallelujah, just because you call yourself a person of this, because you call yourself the children of Abraham, don't mean you are the children of Abraham. What proves you are children of Abraham? When Jesus said, you ain't the children of Abraham unless you obey, unless you know me. That makes you
Amen.
The children of Abraham, not by birth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord do recognize your birthright, okay? The Lord does recognize your birthright. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord also has said his word, and his word cannot fail. You have to obey the word of God just like the pagan has to obey the word of God, okay? And
Amen.
That word is not just to the pagan, but that word is also to you, okay? If you step out of line, you're going to get set. You have to pay the piper, too. You know?
Amen.
If you step out of line, you're going to have to pay the consequences for doing that, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord, what did the Lord do to Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities along the way? He rained down fire and brimstone upon them. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know what that means, if you don't know what fire and brimstone means, okay, it's something that's even not even on the earth. You cannot find fire, you cannot find brimstone even in the earth nowhere, except for when God rained it down, hallelujah, upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and then you see the signs of it, okay? But it was something. It was something. They still don't. There's nothing that's hot. They were so hot that it melted their houses. Okay, their stone. It burnt their stone to ashes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Rained down from heaven. Okay. And people talking about some believing in what the science say. The scientists say when they talk about the Earth came here by the Big Bang theory. Why should I believe those knuckleheads? Thank you, Chief. But people believe that junk, okay? And then a lot of times they've been proven wrong. The things that they say when they say this carbon date and all that stuff that they say is know carbon dating is inaccurate, okay? It's not right. Because why? How can you know it's not right? Because man made it. How in the heck are you going to go back? This was dated 5 billion years ago, okay? And you can't even tell me what happened 100 years ago, okay? Accurately.
Amen.
Something happened 5 billion years ago of something BC, okay? And you go way back there, okay, and you tell me about this and what happened. No, you don't even know what went on back then, okay? You have no idea all you're doing is setting down hypotheses. Ain't that what they say in science? Hypothesis. You setting up a supposedly theory. That's all it is. It's not fact. It's just theory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Where we coming from, hallelujah, from the Bible, from the Word of God, okay? And we telling you things that are set that you can go back and verify through what? Through history, through writings, okay? Through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, okay? God can verify these things are true. Hallelujah, because they are written, okay? They are written. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the things we're telling you are written. Thank you, Jesus. And I got a few more minutes here because I'm going to tell you about something about Emperor, about Nero, okay? Now, Nero, he was a Roman emperor, okay? And he was the last line of the Claudians, okay? The Claudian family, okay? And this family, okay, was aristocrats, okay? They was rich, okay? And that's why that's how they got to stay in there so long, okay? Because they was the richest family in Rome, okay? And so they chose them to be emperors, okay? And they chose it, and the Romans had a pretty good set of laws, okay. They weren't godly laws; they was ungodly laws, okay. But they was pretty good, okay, for them, okay. And this emperor Nero, okay, he was 16 years old or 17 years old when they chose him to be emperor, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You think he was ready to be emperor of Rome at that time? No, he wasn't. He shouldn't have been no emperor because he was a dodo. You don't even know what you want at 16 years old, so you got no business being no emperor, okay? So this man was chosen to be emperor, okay, but the reason why he got in there, cause his mother poisoned the previous emperor, okay, which was Claudius, okay. That's how Nero got in there. Did you know that? Well, that's how he got to be emperor, because they bumped off one another, or they murdered one another, so that they could become closer to the throne. Okay, so his mother was Claudius's niece, married Claudius, okay, the emperor. That means he married Claudius, the emperor, before Nero married his niece, okay? And she got in there so she could get his son in there, so she persuaded him to do that, okay? You know? And a lot of people said because he was a pervert, okay? But according to that history, Claudius wrote a history that was unknown to his family, okay? And he buried it up so that they couldn't find it, because if they had known it, they would have destroyed it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And have you ever read the book I, Claudius? Have you ever heard about that? Well, that's based upon real history, okay? That really happened, okay? And the Claudius, the emperor at that time, made a secret history. He wrote a secret history, okay, of what his family actually did, okay? And he told about all the different things that his family did. And they was perverts, man. They was really perverts. And he never had anything to do with his niece, even though he married her. He only married her because he was tired of the whole thing. He wanted the whole thing to come down. So he said, "I'm doing this so that the whole thing can come to light." Okay. So he hid that up, and then they found that back. I don't know when they found it. This guy found this hidden history of Claudius, Emperor Claudius. Okay, later on in years. Okay. In our time, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And he wrote these two books, okay? Claudius and I, Claudius, okay? Claudius, you know, and Claudius the king, okay? And so he wrote these books, okay? And then they had a little show on Channel 11, okay? You know, BBC, the British people, okay? They made a story about this thing, okay? And it was pretty interesting, okay, to see how perverted they really were, how they was poisoners, okay? They poisoned most of their family, and so that the next person could come to become a king, okay, or emperor. And that's what they wanted. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he came from a long
Excuse me, brother. We got about a little over a minute left.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna stop right there. Sorry, but this is history. Okay, so I'm gonna stop right there. Give it over to my brother in Jesus Christ's name. Take it away, brother.
Amen. And we will continue on this with part three tomorrow, with the falling away, the church falling away, the church part three. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7:00 p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.